This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
It is the tradition here in St. Louis. It's the two-hour show that just gets you away from everything and celebrates sports. We are so glad that you spend your mornings with us. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. Great to be with you. Tom Ackerman indeed here and here for 2 hours. Here's what we're going to do today. So generally, we have Chiefs football on KMOX. You all know that. We carry the Chiefs. We carry them, and they play at noon today with an 11 o'clock pregame. But we're going to continue on Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 FM today for 2 hours, and then get ready for Billiken basketball at 1:45. If you want to listen to the Chiefs, those of you listening on 11:20 a.m., it will continue on as usual. It'll go on to the Chiefs for the pregame and a noon kickoff. But 104.1 FM, which a lot of people have started to switch over to, and for that matter, the Odyssey app. A lot of people are listening on the app and their smart speakers and whatnot. But KMOX 104.1 FM, we are going to continue on with sports on a Sunday morning. So we'll do a two-hour show. So again, Chiefs for the folks on 11:20 a.m. if you want to listen to it there. If you want to continue on with us, join us at 104.1 FM. Might as well just click over now to 104.1 FM. We're everywhere. We're all over the St. Louis area. And as I mentioned, we're on the Odyssey app, KMOX.com. Drew, we're also on YouTube and X and Facebook. Appreciate you putting us up on the live stream. Here we are. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Studio B. So here's what we got for you. The Chiefs are playing today. They're out of the race. I mean, look, that's... And they don't have Patrick Mahomes anymore. The NFL race is very, very interesting right now because of what happened yesterday. This is an unbelievable game that I'm so glad I tuned into last night, or I wouldn't be able to describe it properly. It was an absolute jaw-dropper last night, what happened in Chicago between the Bears and the Green Bay Packers. The Packers were up by 10 points with not a lot of time left in the fourth quarter. The Packers were dominating this game, and they were doing it without Jordan Love, who was knocked out with a concussion, but their defense absolutely showed up. And with the Bears trying to make something happen with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, that's right, the Packers are up by 10 points with 5 minutes to go. It looks like they're in an excellent position, and they were. But the Bears drove down the field, and they got a 43-yard field goal to cut it to 7. Then they attempt an onside kick, and they recover it. So the Bears have the ball with a minute 56 to go, down by a touchdown. Caleb Williams brings them all the way down to the 6-yard line where he's facing a fourth down. And he throws a fourth down pass. This is the last chance for them. In the air, back right corner of the end zone, somehow the Packers leave Jahdae Walker wide open. The throw is as if there was a defensive back on his back, and he makes the leaping grab and gets his feet in bounds in the back right corner of the end zone for a touchdown. Now, some people were hoping the Bears would go for two and end it right there. They decide, let's kick the extra point and deal with overtime. It's exactly what they did. They make it, and it's a 16-16 game going to OT. Now, without Jordan Love, Malik Willis, the backup quarterback for the Packers, who had a touchdown pass earlier in this game, this can happen even at the highest level of football, a fumbled exchange. And it is what happened on a 4th-and-1 at the Chicago 36. Green Bay had to go for it on 4th-and-1. That's too long of a field goal to try with the wind whipping like it was. And Willis fumbled the snap. Emmanuel Wilson pounced on the ball for the Bears, and Chicago was in business. They had it at their own 36-yard line, and the Bears drive down the field. DeAndre Swift on a 2nd-and-10, a 7-yard run, and then a run for an 11-yard gain gets them into Green Bay territory at the 46-yard line. Are they going to keep pushing the chains? Are they going to line up this game-winning field goal? All they need is a score to win the game against the Packers. No. They're going to go for it all. The call on Fox from Kevin Burkhardt.
On the fake, Williams looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it all. It is caught. Bears win it. DJ Moore.
An absolutely perfect throw from Caleb Williams. You could not place it any better. And a great catch to hang on by DJ Moore with a defender all over him. He falls into the end zone and collapses on his back and stretches his arms out. And the game is over. The Bears win a thriller at home in overtime, 22-16. How does that affect the standings? Well, they go up a game and a half on the Packers in the NFC North. And with that, they await the Pittsburgh-Detroit game this afternoon at 3:25. If the Steelers win that game on CBS, the Bears are officially in the playoffs. But boy, are they in a great spot right now. How about this? Going back 37 games against the Packers, that takes you back quite a while. They are 7-30 against Green Bay, including a loss at Lambeau a couple of weeks ago. But the Bears win this one 22-16. That was just an absolutely phenomenal game. Philadelphia beat Washington 29-18. So the Eagles are in charge right now in the NFC East. They've won the division. All three of the teams in the East are out. Dallas, Washington, and the Giants. Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans, Arizona are all out. And we await the South champion, either Tampa Bay or Carolina. They're both 7-7. Chicago, Green Bay, and I mentioned Detroit at 8-6. And then Seattle and the Rams leading the West with San Francisco right behind them at 10-4. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll sort through the college football playoff. NFL had the day yesterday. Their games were better than the playoff games, but one in particular has the attention of my colleague Kevin Wheeler. The Miami Hurricane joins us next on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Chris Raji was a happy man yesterday. Enjoyed texting with him at the end of that Bears game, a win over the Packers that I just went through for you. And on top of that, his Illinois State Redbirds won. They're going to the FCS National Championship. Congratulations to Brock Spack and the Illinois State Redbirds. They are headed to a national championship in FCS where they will take on Montana State. Illinois State beat Villanova in Philadelphia, 30-14. They're road warriors. They love playing on the road. They win on the road. Joining us on the line, a man who's going to watch his team play in a neutral site after winning on the road, it's Kevin Wheeler. The Miami alum saw the Hurricanes win yesterday, 10-3 at Texas A&M. What a time that was, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, man, especially after that. It's been a long time since they've actually done anything, so it's kind of fun to have them back in the mix.
Yeah, two things happen there. Texas A&M misses a huge chance to defend its home turf. I mean, that is just, wow, how do you let that happen, as well as Oklahoma? We'll get to that in just a minute. But also, Miami represents the ACC and proves that they belonged in the playoff. The two teams that beat Notre Dame were going at it yesterday, and Miami wins 10-3, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think there was any question about their viability, but you know, the committee had it reversed for so long, and it never made any sense. I never thought there was a week during the season that Notre Dame should have been ahead of Miami. They never had a better record, and they lost to them. And it's there's too much throughout the year of that up and down. I would hope, Tom, that part will change a little bit. You know what the narrative was with your Hoosiers last year. And, you know, those narratives are written a lot by preseason expectations. And then, you know, as you go through the year, you know, they're trusting, I think the committees end up trusting their eyeballs a little bit more than they trust resumes. And then when their eyeballs are wrong, they look foolish and they have to go back and change the criteria. But I think, you know, and I think there were several teams, not just Notre Dame, but several others that could have been in this and been quality playoff caliber teams. Vanderbilt was that good. I think Texas was that good, but you know, with three losses, you're not going to be there in their scenario because they weren't in a conference title game. But I don't know that this year is very predictable. It's been an odd year to me. I've never seen a big gap, not record. I can see the difference in the records, but in terms of watching the teams, I feel like anything can happen. We've seen that these first two games. You had favored home teams in the first two playoff games go down.
Yeah, you did. And I agree with you. I mean, I think now that you have JMU and Tulane out, although I think Oregon's a little ticked off that they let so many points go in that second half against JMU, but they dominated the football game. Now you have eight really good teams in there. How did Miami do it? How did they shut down the Aggies and get this win, in your estimation?
Well, I mean, obviously defense, because they missed several opportunities, right? I mean, they missed three field goals in the game. And Texas A&M had their own problems, right? It was just an ugly slugfest, right? Both teams are strong defensively. Neither quarterback played very well. Both teams had special teams problems. A&M missed an early field goal and had a couple of punt problems. They had the one punt that was blocked because the punter just dropped the ball. And then you had, a big punt return against them. Their special teams, and actually really special teams, were awful in this game, except for a couple of good returns on each side. But you had a lot of just ugliness. But I think a lot of the ugliness, Tom, was because the defenses are good. And you know, last year Miami's defense was one of the worst in the country. They were awful. They were constantly aligned incorrectly. They were constantly kind of like heads looking over at the sideline as the ball's being snapped. They were missing tackles, blowing coverages. And, you know, Cody Heatherman came in from Minnesota to be the new defensive coordinator and changed everything. I mean, they're a top seven, top six, top seven defense, and they're particularly strong against the run. And, you know, when you can do that and have pass rushers that are high draft picks, I mean, you know, Bain is going to be, I would think, a top 5-10 pick as a potential. He could be anything, Tom. He could be a pass rushing interior guy like Aaron Donald was. Not saying that good. Nobody's going to be that good. But that kind of player, he could play a 3-4 end. He could play a 4-3 end. He's really phenomenal. And on the opposite side, Akeem Mesidor is going to be a high draft pick as well, maybe even a first rounder. So you've got two guys that can really get after the quarterback, and they're at their best when they don't have to bring extra numbers to try to get to the quarterback. And obviously they had a good time with that in the second half yesterday. So, you know, when you combine being pretty good against the run and having two of the best pass rushers in the country on the line at the same time, they're a tough team to get. In fact, when they've given up points, a lot of times it's been the offense putting them in bad field position. You know, Carson Beck had the 4-interception game earlier in the year in the loss in one of their losses. So they've usually been good defensively, even when they've lost. It's just a matter of whether or not the offense can be consistent enough.
Pal, you don't need my help, but if you want, I can give you a few tips on how to beat Ohio State. Indiana pulled that off a couple weeks ago, 13-10. It'll be a good game, but Ohio State is kind of in the same situation they were last year, where they lost a game, it stuck in their craw, and now they're going to be out to prove that they have the best team in the country, and they do have the best roster in the country. It's just a matter of getting it done for 60 minutes.
Yeah, completely agree. They're super talented. They're in it again after winning it, so you know that they're still the top dog that everybody has to take down. I'm not sure that they're as strong at quarterback as they were, although I think Stan's really good. He's just very young. That's how you get them. To me, if you're going to get them, it's kind of what you guys did. I think your guys laid out the game plan, and you've got to be able to control the running game to a degree. You've got to be able to confuse them a little bit. And give Saiyan some looks and put pressure on him without having to, you know, bring too much extra, as I was talking about earlier. Way easier said than done, by the way. Like, that's, I mean, in theory, all of these things are simple. In execution is where the difficulty comes in.
If you look at Indiana, Alabama, I think from an Indiana perspective, it's very enticing because it's an opportunity once again to beat a marquee blue blood team.
Yeah.
But I mean, just overall, if you're looking X's and O's, Alabama does not run the ball very well. They were only 2 of 12 on third down in that game against Oklahoma. You just got to be careful not to make mistakes because they have super athletes. I mean, they have 5 stars all over the place. So you just got to execute the game plan. I think IU can get that job done.
I do too. I think they're the more button down team. And, you know, Alabama's uncharacteristically loose this year. They make more mistakes than usual. Ty Simpson has moments where he looks like he's the best quarterback in college football, and then he just kind of disappears. And, you know, I haven't seen that dynamic from Mendoza at all. So I think that, you know, you've got an edge at quarterback for sure. And, yeah, they have the edge in terms of 4- and 5-star players. They're always going to. But as you pointed out, they haven't run it well. And that's, you know, look, I know some of that is who you're playing. You played a lot of time. I mean, Oklahoma is a really good defensive team. And I think what's interesting in the first round, and it ties into what we expect moving forward, I think, is that the two teams that lost that were the home favorites, Texas A&M and Oklahoma, just don't have good passing games. They're just not. I mean, you know, Reed and Mateer are very gifted, and they're dual threats. But if you take away the easy run right away, if you keep them in the pocket, they're just not that great. They're not that accurate. And I don't think that advantage exists moving forward for teams like Alabama and Miami. Because when you look at the guys that are playing quarterback now, they're either both mobile and good passers, or they're incredibly good passers.
The other two games, Oregon and Texas Tech, I think is a really, really nice matchup. Fun game. Texas Tech's kind of the unknown. Not a lot of people have seen enough of them. They are really talented. And then, of course, the SEC rematch of Georgia and Ole Miss. Georgia beating the last time around 43-35. I don't know, man. Georgia's defense is so good. I think they could. Ole Miss could give them a game maybe for a couple of quarters, but Georgia looks phenomenal right now.
Yeah, I think that's the game, Tom, where we're going to see the difference in the coaching staff leaving Ole Miss to go to LSU. You're not going to see it in the game we saw yesterday, right? You're just not going to notice that against Tulane. Tulane doesn't have the athletes to keep up with a big school like that. But obviously Georgia does. And I think that's the game where we're going to notice that difference. I love Georgia in that game. Not because of talent, but with Lane Kiffin bolting and most of the staff being in Baton Rouge now, I just think that's a very disruptive thing going up against the top team that's there every year, a coaching staff that's there every year. And obviously Georgia's very talented on top of having all of the every year advantages. I'm really curious about Oregon and Texas Tech because at times, I think you'd agree with this, at times Tech has looked like the best team in the country. You know, they at times they look phenomenal, but have they run the gauntlet like Oregon has? Have they faced the level of competition week in and week out that some of these other teams have? And that's not to say they can't win. I really do think they can. But I'm just not sure that what they've done matches up against Oregon running through a couple of the top teams in the Big Ten, what Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, what those have run through. And it's not a knock that they can't win. It's not saying they don't deserve to be there. They 100% deserve the bye and deserve to be there. And they are very dangerous. But it's the question mark I have in the back of my head. Because the Big 12 is just not that good.
No, I agree. And you know what? The committee ended up getting this thing right. I mean, you've got the two best conferences were the SEC and the Big Ten. They are each represented with three teams. The ACC got their best team in. Miami was the best team in the ACC. And then, finally, the Big 12. They got their best team in. I mean, I think it's a great setup here.
It is. And, look, I think all of us would agree that adding Notre Dame and Vandy or Notre Dame and any of those other teams that were just there on the bubble – Texas, whoever, adding those teams instead of Tulane and James Madison would have made for better competition in yesterday's games. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, look, it's college sports. You do need to include everybody. And, of course, you also need to include everybody, Tom, so you don't get faced with an antitrust lawsuit from the group of five teams.
Well, I mean, I obviously from...
Real, that's why they do it.
Yeah, I mean, from an entertainment standpoint, of course I want Notre Dame in there, and I want you know, another big school in there, and I want to be entertained, but, like... I understand what you're saying and the other side of it, too. And my daughter goes to Miami of Ohio. She asked me before the season. Yeah. She said, we have zero chance at a playoff ever, right, Dad? And I'm like, well, I mean, if you went undefeated and you were ranked in the top 20 out of the MAC would be tough, but you got a shot. I mean, so it does, it like opens up that light at the end of the tunnel somewhat. I just don't know. I think there'll be a lot of pressure to change that rule.
I agree. I mean, I think the only way that the adjustment happens, Tom, is if they go to 16. That way you could still have two of them in and have, you know, four more deserving schools in there, too. But I don't mind it. Again, I would mind it more, I'm sure, if I were a Notre Dame fan. I would mind it more if I were, you know, looking at the schedule that Texas played or the schedule that Vandy played and put up the record that they did. I think this is the hard part about college football. It's too big. There's no way that 135, 136 schools are at the same level. It's not basketball. Basketball is very different. You know, there are a lot of different ways to win basketball games. In fact, one of the things that some of the smaller schools and, you know, what we would call in football, the group of five schools, the mid-majors in college basketball, one of the advantages they've had for years is they tend to have more continuity. You know, they tend to have juniors and seniors and experienced players instead of running freshmen out there all the time. And that gives them a little bit of a leveling of the playing field if they can execute their game plan. And in football, it's just so – you could just see the physical difference yesterday. There's you know, the physical difference is just stunning. And in a perfect world, you would separate that into two different groups and have a playoff for both of them. And the way you have to do it, though, Tom, is the NCAA would have to make every effort to make the, quote, secondary playoff nearly as big a deal as far as – payout money, TV deals, things like that. But I think we're a long way off from that.
Yeah, I mean, they have enough problem trying to sort out all the money that's being tossed to players and coaches leaving. It's nuts. Buddy, I appreciate you. Congrats on the Canes, and good luck in the next round, and we'll see you on KMOX real soon.
All right, same for your Hoosiers, man. Let's have a meeting in the national championship game. You and I, let's go.
Let's meet in Miami. I'd love that on January 19th. Take care of yourself, pal. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
Kevin Wheeler with us. Chris May, the director of athletics at St. Louis University, is next.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
This just in from ESPN's Pete Thamel. Michigan offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey is leaving to become the new offensive coordinator at Missouri.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
He has agreed to a 3-year deal and will be the Tigers play caller. Thamel reporting that Chip Lindsey's status for coaching in Michigan's bowl game remains in flux. Welcome back to the show, Sports on a Sunday Morning. We are joined by the director of athletics at St. Louis University, Chris May. They have a game today at 2 against New Hampshire. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom. How are we doing this morning?
Things are going great. By the way, speaking of Mizzou, now I grew up a Mizzou fan. I went to the Bragging Rights game every year, but I'm telling you, if I was at this game on Monday, and I know tomorrow night it's going to be a big deal at Enterprise Center, I might elbow the person next to me and say, you know, the best basketball team in the state is probably up the street. I mean, it has been a phenomenal year for Josh Schertz's St. Louis Billikens, Chris.
Well, it really has. And as you know, it has been a great 2025 for Josh. He got his feet wet in the A-10 last season, got into the NIT, ran into a buzzsaw, but it really started in April, and practices that started June 2nd. And right now we're in as good a position as we could hope to be. Obviously a lot of ball to be played, and we got a big one today. And then, we open up on December 31st and the A-10, where it really starts counting in our space. But you certainly feel great about where the program is and where the team is right now. Clearly being led by Robbie Avila's, just his leadership and his, how the team gets better when he's on the court is off the charts. And, you go on down the line from how well Amari's got, how Amari McCautry's improved, and you throw in Trey Green and Deion Brown is so electric. We've got a lot of pieces, and certainly, not to be passed up and the great work that Kellen's doing. Kellen Thames has really worked on his conditioning and his body, and he is doing such a great job. So it's very exciting to be sitting here in December at number 20 in the net this morning, but a lot of ball to be played, but we feel great about it. And the other piece is, you can feel the energy in the community. You can feel the energy in Chaffetz Arena starting to come back. And every game, there's a little bit more. And so there's a lot of excitement around our basketball team right now.
Absolutely. I'm looking at the net rankings right now. You're one notch behind North Carolina. I mean, I saw them yesterday. They looked, and they're being talked about as a Final Four contender. Now, here's the thing. I mentioned Missouri earlier. And a team like Missouri or a team in the SEC, they'll have a lot of chances to get quad one wins. You don't have a lot of those. So how do you view the season from that standpoint? How strong is the Atlantic 10 Conference? And obviously you just need to keep on chugging and keep on winning. But, how much do you weigh the net and look at it throughout the year?
Well, the net's something you got to look at every day. The Atlantic 10 started out really well. A couple teams have struggled of late. But every time you go on the road and you're playing any A-10 team in the road, you got to look out. We open at St. Joe's, as you know, on New Year's Eve here, and we welcome everyone in St. Louis to start New Year's Eve at 3 o'clock in Chaffetz. But then we play St. Joe's, but then we go on the road to VCU, which is as hard a place in college basketball as there is to play. You got to go to VCU. You got to go to Dayton. You got to go to Loyola. Loyola, who struggled as of late, but had a big win yesterday at Santa Clara. And so they have a very talented team that struggled early, but they're going to be a tough out. So the Atlantic 10 is one of those tough deals where on any given night, you got to look out. And so, where we stand right now, we got to worry about ourselves. We got to take care of business as the Billikens, and we feel great about the position we're in. But there's a lot of ball to be played, and fortunately, there'll be a lot of eyeballs watching the Billikens all season. And that's what we work real hard towards, and that's what we focus on. And it's a testament to Josh and his staff and what they've been able to do to put this team together. But it's also a testament to their preparation. They, as you know, they prepare every game like it's the championship game, and they spend a lot of time in preparation. And I think that's part of the secret sauce to what he does, is his teams are prepared and they execute really well.
They're very entertaining too. And if that place is packed, I mean, it'll be deafening in there the way that they play. I mean, the entertaining aspect of this team is off the charts. So let me ask you, you've got this basketball tradition at SLU. You have a base of fans that know the game. I mean, they are some great diehard basketball fans that go right to SLU games. You got a great student section. You got a world-class band. How do you get that casual sports fan to get those tickets and jump on? Do you think that happens as you keep on winning?
Well, I really do, and I think it's starting to happen already. You know, and we're going to have a decent crowd this afternoon. We're going to have a big crowd on New Year's Eve, which we're really fired up about. Let alone we play Principia, our Rust Buster, coming off of Christmas to make sure we're ready to go. But this community has rallied and showed up to every team that I've ever seen that wins here in town, and there's no reason to believe that we're not going to be in position to get a lot of W's this season. And so that's an exciting proposition, but you can see more and more new people coming into the arena, seeing this team, watching the way they play. You know, when you put up 100 points, on a regular basis, that's an exciting thing to watch. But the way they do it, from having the defense set the offense up, going the other way, it's an exciting brand of college basketball that everybody who watches it that I've heard from is very excited to come back. So we welcome everybody starting at 2 o'clock today with the New Hampshire game to come take a look at this team, because they're an exciting group to watch.
And Chris, we can't talk to you without talking about soccer and how things wrapped for the men's team going to the College Cup, being one of the final four teams standing. And on top of that, the women's soccer team, while disappointing, it looks like they have hit that portal and they continue to reload. Both teams actually looking very bright for the future.
Well, first and foremost, we couldn't be more proud of what Kevin and the team did on that run to the College Cup. Lost a tough one against NC State, but the run they made really was fun to see how this community really was ignited and fired up to follow them and support them. We had a lot of people at the College Cup down in Raleigh, or Cary, I should say. But what Kevin did with his team and the local flair with the team, you know, you've got Tanner Anderson, who had the huge goal at Akron. You've got the freshman and Jack DeMaria and Nick Schramm. You've got Theo Franco, the other freshman. You just have a whole team of real connected young people with St. Louis and this region's flair. And Kevin just had a huge get in the portal yesterday. So the portal's been very, very good to Kevin. And Katie Shields and her group have hit the portal hard and have had some really great success in that as well. And even though we're licking our wounds with Katie, I mean, we forget real fast that we were 31 in the net. We're the lowest ranked team that didn't get into the NCAA tournament this year, and so she'll have that group back and rolling come fall. But it's an exciting time for our soccer program, and really our men are leading the way and did such an unbelievable job this year, and they're so young. They lose two starters, but the excitement of what that program looks like coming back next year is really exciting, and we to make another run to get back to the Cup and then finally get that 11th star.
And last quick thing, the SLU women's basketball team, after fighting through the first portion of their schedule, they're 4-1 in December. I mean, here you go.
Yeah, they had a really nice win yesterday, and they'll play next Sunday, and then they're back January 3rd. We're back. We get Davidson here in an Atlantic 10 home game, but Rebecca always has had a way of preparing her teams and getting them ready and getting them going come A-10 time. And Alyssa Korkenmeyer, as you know, is coming on like gangbusters. She's really playing well. Freshman from over on the Illinois side, who's doing a great job. And so it's exciting to watch the women, and I think we'll have a lot of excitement around them. As you know, women's basketball in this area is growing, and it's been great for us, and we're excited about that group.
Looking forward to your game today, 2:00 tip against New Hampshire. Chris May, the director of athletics at St. Louis University. It is always a pleasure. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks, Tom. We'll see everybody in Chaffetz this afternoon.
All right, appreciate it. We'll have it on KMOX, a 1:45 tip.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Pregame, 2:00 tip right here on the home of the Billikens. When we come back, it's Blue CEO Chris Zimmerman. What a win for them yesterday down in Florida. That was unexpected. Back in a moment.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Back on the show from the Stifel Sports Studio, we are joined by Chris Zimmerman. The Blues CEO is with us. Chris, good morning. It's always great to have you on the show.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Good to be here.
Good to
Especially
be with
after
you.
After a nice win last night.
Yeah, it was. How about the 1-0 win over Winnipeg? I told you, Audrey Ackerman, she's magic. We talked before the game. I said, don't worry, she's got this. And on her birthday, you got it done against the Jets. So now you're a game away from getting back to 500, 1 point out of the final playoff spot. The Blues are surging here. 6-2 win over Florida was very nice.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, nothing's been easy, but, picking up 5 out of 6 points and having the opportunity to go into Christmas at 500 in this league that's so ultra competitive and with all the injuries we're battling through, the guys have shown a lot of character this week.
They have. And, you know, even the game against the Rangers, Jordan Binnington was very good. I think that is the key to unlocking this thing, quite honestly, Chris. We can talk all day about everybody on that roster and coaching and strategy and attitude. If you have good goaltending, you can get on a run, which is obviously what you need right now.
Well, yeah, and we've got, you know, we really believe in the tandem of goaltenders we have, and we've seen it before. And we've obviously seen them make a difference in a number of key wins this year. It was nice to win a game by more than a goal last night and have the last minute or so feel a little bit more comfortable.
Isn't that better? Otto Stenberg had a nice game. So did Booch. So did Robert Thomas. And the Blues open it up against the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champion. 6-2 win over the Florida Panthers. Really nice win. Now, the last game before Christmas break is Monday at Tampa Bay, 6 o'clock on FanDuel Sports Network, and then you'll return to play Saturday night at Enterprise Center against Nashville. I always say those holiday crowds have a little extra in them because it's people from around the country in for the holidays who don't normally get to see their beloved St. Louis Blues. It's fun. I'll say the Winnipeg game had some great energy in it. It's impressive what's going on down there.
Yeah, and it's I always look forward to the games. We're typically at home the week after Christmas. I've got family that comes into town. They love getting to the games. It's so that week's great. We've got, you know, a game on the 27th, and then again versus Nashville, and then after that we've got another game on the 29th as well, and then just after New Year's we've got back-to-back games on the 2nd and 3rd. So it's a really great time when you have family in town to bring people together, some who may be longtime Blues fans. And my other favorite thing is hearing about people bringing their family and friends who haven't been hockey fans to their first game. That's always a great experience as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Tell me about the KMOV and Matrix Midwest relationship. I note that you have not only these simulcasts going on this year, but KMOV First Alert 4 and Matrix Midwest, some over-the-air contests. How is that going for you?
Well, it's going really well. I mean, KMOV has proven to be a really valuable partner. You know, for us, the big opportunity is to continue to find more ways to reach more fans, to tell the stories of our team, of our players. KMOV is going to be carrying the Hall of Fame induction ceremony in mid-January. We're excited about that. All of the work that we're doing with KMOV is, you know, it's all part of trying to reach the biggest audience and just have as many different outlets to tell our story.
Absolutely. And finally, I mentioned the Bragging Rights game earlier in the show. That's tomorrow night at Enterprise Center. Enterprise is just a hub of activity for our city. And I don't know that it gets bigger, honestly, than the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, which will be at Enterprise Center January 7th, a 5-day event that will get international attention, Chris.
Yeah, well, and it's also, in addition to being the U.S. National Championships, it's also the Olympic Trials. And we have what appears to be one of the best groups of individuals competing for the U.S. on the figure skating side. I've been lucky enough to get to a couple of Winter Olympic Games. And although one wouldn't call me a regular figure skating fan, boy, getting ready for the Olympics, seeing these amazing athletes who are going to represent our country, people should really think about the opportunity to get down to Enterprise Center for that event. It will be really special.
You want to get those tickets, go to SkateSt.Louis2026.com. There are still tickets available. I think people assume that they're sold out. SkateSt.Louis2026.com if you want to snag those for a holiday gift. And we appreciate your time very much. I know that you're partnering with the Sports Commission and Explore St. Louis for the World Cup of Hockey to 2028. That is absolutely awesome to just think about if St. Louis could get that. So we appreciate all the efforts you and the Sports Commission and Explore St. Louis do on our behalf.
Hey, Tom, listen, we at the Blues, we are so blessed. We're really grateful for our fans, the type of sports community you know that we have that gives us the opportunity to bring these types of events. Our fans in St. Louis are just exceptional. It does make us what I still believe is one of the great sports towns in North America. And as we go into the holiday, I just want to wish you and your listeners, but really the sports community and our community broadly, a very Merry Christmas.
Best to you and the Blues family as well. Thank you very much, Chris. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Thanks, Tom. Yep. Be well.
That is the CEO of the St. Louis Blues, Chris Zimmerman, on KMOX. Great to have him. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back after the news, we will have more sports on a Sunday morning. For those of you listening on 1120 AM, you will be shifted to Chiefs pregame at the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.